Hello, dear friends. My name is Michael Pickford, and the following message is brought to you by the Southside Church of Christ in Smyrna, Tennessee. A new message airs each Sunday morning right here on WGNS from 10:45 to 11 a.m. You can listen to hundreds of my sermons at our website, defendthegospel.com. That's defendthegospel.com. We'd like to invite you to worship with us at any or all of our services. You'd be our honored guest. We meet on Sundays at 9 and 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., as well as Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We meet at 1167 South Lowry Street, that's Murfreesboro Road in Smyrna, Tennessee, right next to the Nissan Fitness Center. Before we get to our sermon today, I would like to give you a special invitation to our gospel meeting. Beginning this morning and going through the rest of this week, we're going to have with us Brother Danny Allen from Florida, who will be bringing us special messages today and Monday through Friday. Today we'll be meeting at our regular times, and the topic for the AM, 9 AM, is a new man. At 10 AM, Servants of Christ. At this evening at 6 PM, Servants of Christ Part 2. Tomorrow night, that's Monday at 7 PM, God's Positioning System. Tuesday at 7 PM, Preach the Word. Wednesday at 7 PM, the subject will be baptism. Thursday at 7 PM, Pushing Forward. And then Friday at 7 p.m., he's going to be talking to us about joy. And the theme for this gospel meeting is solidified in Christ. Are you solidified in Christ? We'd like you to come and to visit with us during this special series of lessons to hear Brother Danny Allen preach to us and to help us to be solidified in Christ. And now we'll have our sermon for the morning. This morning I want to talk to us about this idea of true success. Now, just about everybody I know is looking for success. We all want to be successful at whatever we do. Whether it's going to be at school, we want to be a success, or we should want to be. We want to be successful at getting a good job, successful in our occupation. When we get married, we want to be a successful husband or wife. When we have children, we want to be a success in being a parent. You know, the Bible has the answer to any type of success, both in this life and the next. And I believe the most important success that we should all strive for is spiritual success. Because I want to suggest to you, my friend, that it doesn't matter what you are successful in this life. It doesn't really matter how successful you are at various different things in this life. If you are not successful spiritually, you are a complete failure. A complete failure. Because everything in this life is going to pass away. Only those things of a spiritual nature are going to last for an eternity. And so how successful are you in your spiritual life? I want to give you three keys this morning, three simple keys that I want to write on your hearts that will help you to find true spiritual success. Number one, here it is. Be holy. Be holy. Now the Greek words for holy and sanctified are essentially the same. If there's a difference, it is that the word for sanctify strictly means to set apart, while the word holy means to set apart for God's service. If we want to be a success, we must be holy. We must set ourselves apart for the Lord's service. Now, that Greek word for sanctified is the word from which we get our word saint. And so you see, the very word saint indicates that which is set apart. That which is set apart to live for God. That which is set apart to do the will of God in our lives. That which, as a matter of fact, is set apart completely and totally to God's will, with my desires and my will being set completely aside in order to make place for the will of God. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, the Apostle Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." And so Paul said that he had been crucified with Christ. He had completely set himself apart for the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, he tells the saints to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now, some translations say they're rational service. Now, we ought to be holy because it's just the reasonable, rational thing to do. In light of what God has done for us, God has sent His Son to die on that cruel cross at Calvary to sacrifice His life for us. It just makes sense. It's just reasonable. It's just rational that I sacrifice my life on this earth in order to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, we're told in Ephesians 1 and verse 4 that we should be holy in Christ without blame before Him in love. We have been called in Christ to holiness. We need to be holy. Listen, it breaks my heart when I see those who are supposed to be children of God, those claiming to be part of the Lord's church, doing things that are very unholy. Sometimes we see these folks go down to the movie theater and watch movies that are filled with pornography, really. They're filled with fornication. They're filled with sexual innuendo. They're filled with immodest dress, sometimes complete nudity. They are filled with foul and filthy language. All things which the Bible condemns. Things which we should have no part of as God's holy children. And yet these folks go down there on Saturday night and partake in this trash, and then on Sunday morning they go down to church and pretend to worship God. How can they really be holy? Have they really set themselves apart for the service of God? Are they really holy if the things that they do in life are unholy? They cruise down the streets listening to their music that's filled with violence and anger and rudeness and crudeness, foul language, sexual innuendo, and the list goes on. They play video games sometimes that are rated mature or rated R. These games include immodest apparel and sexual innuendo and sex scenes, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Brethren, we need to wake up in Christ. And we need to be holy, for God is holy. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verse 9, to abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. If you want to be a true spiritual success, number one, you must be holy. Number two, not only must you be holy, but you must be humble. You must be humble. Now, humility is an admirable and winning trait in any individual pertaining to any area of life. Whether it's in the workplace or in the home or among friends, for the child of God, it is demanded. In James 4 verse 10, the Bible says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. No one is attracted to somebody who is full of himself. The opposite of humility is pride and arrogance, characteristics that the Bible frowns on. Proverbs 8:13, Proverbs 14, verse 3, Proverbs 16, verse 18, and then again, Proverbs 21, verse 24, which says, a proud and haughty man acts with arrogant pride. God wants us to be humble. If we are going to draw near to God, if we're going to have God draw near to us, that's spiritual success. Well, to have it, we must be humble. We must do away with this arrogance that is so much a part of our society today. We see young people more and more who are just completely arrogant in their lives. We see parents who are arrogant. We see customers who are arrogant and full of pride. Listen, my dear friends, we need to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. We need to come to the realization that it is because of God that we live and breathe and have our very being. Without God, we would be nothing. We would not even exist. Oh, how we need to be humble. How we need to lay aside arrogance and pride if we want to be a true spiritual success. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, the Holy Spirit said through Peter, yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Oh, he pictures humility here as an outer garment that we wrap around us. Something that we should always wear something that we should be clothed with. We need to be humble people. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. On the other hand, the Bible says that arrogance comes before a fall. Pride comes before a fall. We don't want to fall. We want to be spiritually successful. Therefore, we must be holy. And we must be humble. Number three, we must be helpful. Be helpful. There are some people within the church of God who are no help at all to anyone. Now, they may show up occasionally for a worship service and take their seat quietly in the back pew and maybe even leave early. But they do nothing in their daily lives to be helpful to anybody. We ought to be filled with helpful things. We have been called to serve one another. Matter of fact, in John 13, 5 to 17, Jesus washed the feet of His disciples specifically in order to illustrate the need for them to humbly serve each other. Often we don't humbly serve each other. We're too busy running each other in the ground. We're too busy gossiping about each other, slandering one another, saying some of the most unkind and unloving and unholy and unhelpful things about one another. Brethren, these things ought not to be so, James said in James chapter 3. With the same tongue we bless God and we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We need to be helpful. Our brethren often find themselves needing help. They may need words of comfort during distressing times. They may need help moving. They may need a ride. They may need their yard mowed or a thousand other things. Have you taken thought to a widow in your church? Have you ever thought about checking up on that widow? Maybe she needs your house cleaned. It may be that she needs a meal prepared for her from time to time. It could be that she needs some yard work done. You may need to run down to the store for her and pick up a few things. There are thousands of things that we can do as children of God in order to be helpful to one another. Sometimes our brethren fall upon hard times and they need financial assistance, and our love for them should drive us to help them. 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, where John tells us, my little children, do not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. He talks about how if we see our brother in need and we shut up our heart against that brother and don't meet that need, how does the love of God dwell in us? You know, the greatest help you can give to others, especially to those in the world, is to teach them the gospel of Jesus Christ. The saving message of the cross. We have it in our hands, we have it in our hearts. But are we sharing it? There are people out there groping in sin and darkness. People who are lost. People whose eternal destination, if they should die right now, is the lake of fire. We can help them escape that lake by sharing with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God has given us the ultimate help in sending His Son to die for our sins. And He continues to help us throughout life, through His Word, through His people, and through prayer. If you want to be a true spiritual success, you must be holy, you must be humble, and you must be helpful. Have you become a child of God today? The Bible tells us how one becomes a child of God. It begins by hearing the gospel. Romans 10, 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. After one hears, he must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In John chapter 8 and verse 24, the Lord said, unless you believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins. After hearing and believing, one must be willing to repent of his sins. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, where Peter had preached to those folks there and they came to believe, and Peter told them in verse 38 to repent. Repent. Acts 17, 30, God commands all men everywhere to repent. Change your life. Stop serving sin. Start serving the Lord. After hearing, believing, repenting, one must be willing to confess his faith in Christ. Romans 10, 9 and 10. And finally, to be baptized in order to have his sins washed away. Acts 22, 16, that he must be saved Mark 16:16, and finally, we must serve the Lord faithfully till we die, Revelation 2:10. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.